Hi, everyone. This is Jordana from drinkitin_Jordana on Instagram, or you could follow me on Facebook at Jordana Barachov. If you ever want to sponsor any of the Shiurim at Shiur Enjoyment, feel free to contact Shiur Enjoyment on their website. You could sponsor a class for Refuah Shleima, for Yeshua, for Aliyah v'Neshama, whatever your heart's desire. And we're continuing now in Wisdom from the Desert. If I'm not mistaken, I think this is part three. I think so. And it's based off of the Torah portion. So this week's Torah portion coming up, if you're in Chutz Laaretz, if you're outside the land of Israel, it is Korach. Now, there's so much wisdom we can gain from the Korach story. The first wisdom, and this really goes very much against the American politics, is that all men are definitely not created equally. You know, we grow up with these thinkings based off of the world we live in, and in a non-Jewish world, these thoughts of equality are very much in our system. And Judaism is about we are different, but one is not greater than the other. And I think that's a very fine, important nikud to bring out, that everybody is different. And that was Korach's wrong way of thinking. He thought like Judaism is like a democracy, that we're all equal, and we're not all equal. You know, you could have a Kohen, and a Kohen can't go to certain people's funerals. He can't go to the kever. He can't go to the grave. A Kohen has certain obligations that I and non-Kohen do not have those obligations. Same thing with a Levi. If somebody is a female versus male, I am not obligated in certain mitzvot, and a man is obligated in certain mitzvot. I also have certain things that I have to follow as a woman, whereas a man is not going to be following those specific laws. You talk about matanot la'aniyim, gifts for the poor. If I am not in that category, I cannot go to somebody's field in Israel and just start taking things off of their field and saying if I'm a widow, a ger. And there's a different category. I don't think I need to continue. There's a different category for all different types of people because we are not equal, and that is fine. But doesn't mean just because somebody has certain laws doesn't make them greater than I am or I greater than them. And so you have this Korach story of where Korach felt he was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron. And he didn't understand when looking at the family tree, he didn't understand why his family, Yitzhar's family, was skipped over. When you're looking at Kahat's children, every child seemed to have gotten something, but his family didn't get. And he eggs on a group of people, and he has his Adato, which is thought of as the Bechorim who lose the right to work in the Mishkan because of they did Egla Zahav and the Levim take over. And you have Datan Aviram who also argue with Moshe and why is he the leader. And this whole rebellion ensues. And what's interesting, and I heard this shiur from Rabbi Farhi, he brought up this tremendous, great, great Gemara that talks about how there should never, ever be a argument ever again like Korach and his Adato, because it wasn't l'shem shamayim. It wasn't for the sake of heaven. But when it says, and what arguments are l'shem shamayim? Those arguments of Shammai and Hillel. And what's interesting is that Shammai and Hillel's arguments is you have one side and another side. But when you're looking at Korach, when the Gemara brings down, there should never be an argument like Korach and his Adato ever again. It doesn't say there should never be an argument like Korach and his Adato and Moshe or Aaron. It only mentions one side. And Rabbi Farhi said something so beautiful. He said, but you know why? Because there was only one side. There was no other side to the argument. Moshe Rabbeinu was not in battle with them. He did not get on that roller coaster, that emotional roller coaster sometimes that people entice us on. He stayed off that emotional or that rebellion roller coaster, so much so that he wanted peace. And when he went for the peace, he tried to divide and conquer, and he tried to talk to Korach by himself. He tried to do the Adato by themselves. Even Datan Aviram, he tried, and they wouldn't go to him. They said, Lo na'aleh to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he himself sought after them, so much so that's how much he wanted peace. So we really learn the lesson of disengagement, of really not getting on that emotional roller coaster from Moshe Rabbeinu. Beautiful. And also when he tries to bring it to the people, he says to them, Boker, in the morning, he gives them, he says, let's sleep on this. He tries to tell them different coping mechanisms of how to get them off of this rebellion. Unfortunately, he wasn't successful, but he wasn't in it. He was not in it at all. And so it's so important that if we are on the receiving end and somebody's arguing with us, we really have the wisdom, try not to engage, disengage, don't get on that roller coaster. And then if we are the ones that are enticing, and if we're the ones on the roller coaster, it behooves us to look around and say, maybe let it go. Wait, give it some time, let people process, and then maybe look around. Are people really arguing with you? Are they getting on that roller coaster with you? Or are they really trying their best to disengage? So it doesn't matter which role you're taking. Are you the Korach role? Are you the Moshe Rabbeinu role? Where are you situated? Are you going to work hard to disengage? Or are you going to work hard to see that nobody's engaging with you? What wisdom. How much more peaceful existence would we live if we both tried to practice that? If you try to practice that and I try to practice that. Just tremendous wisdom from this rebellion. Like, you wouldn't even think that you'd have such wisdom. So I really hope that you enjoyed today's little snippet. Again, if you have any comments, any questions, anything you want to say, please reach out to Sheer Enjoyment, or you could reach out to me. I also have a website, jordanatorah.com. You could follow me on Instagram at trinketin_Jordana. And you could reach out also at my email address at jbarachav@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you, looking forward to teaching and inspiring you and helping everybody connect a little bit more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu themselves. Have a great, great, wonderful weekend. Take care.